You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Well, hey, for 2023, I've got the ultimate deal for you. The person you're about to hear from, you find the deals, he finances them 100%. You split the profits 50-50, and everybody's happy. His name is Peter Vexelman. Peter, great to have you on the show here. So, hey, you're a real estate coach, been doing this a while. It sounds too good to be true.
Well, and by the way, it's thank you. Number one, thanks for having me, Carrie. It's even more than you said. It's not you find the deal and I finance it. We help them. You know, the people I do deals with, and I've done thousands at this point, wherever city they are in the United States, we actually put an infrastructure into that city. We help them find these deals. We actually spend money on marketing and we get involved all the way through the process. But the too good to be true part is that it still takes effort. As you know, a lot of things conceptually in life, you know, things look a little bit easier. They still have to put the effort in. They still have to go out there, put the legwork in. They still have to talk to owners of these properties. And so for anyone looking for a get rich scheme, this is not it. Real estate is still a very difficult business. But what I do provide, Carrie, is a legitimate shortcut to becoming successful in the real estate investing business. You know, people say, well, there's no shortcuts to life. You know, it's all crap. There's absolutely shortcuts in life, and there's shortcuts to businesses, and there's shortcuts to success. And there's things that you could do to make things easier and faster and a lot less stressful. And so I feel very confident in saying that, I feel like I provide all the pillars, all the shortcut pillars that are needed in order for somebody who wants to be a successful real estate investor. But they do have to put the effort in, no question about it.
So how hard is it to find these deals? I mean, you have a certain deal. First, we should start with, what is your deal criteria for somebody to find a deal and bring it to you? What has to be present?
Sure. So number one, I stay in the lane that I understand and I know, and that happens to be the lane of single family houses. The good thing about that lane is that they're everywhere. You know, it's not a, you know, some kind of a small box that you have to be somewhere geographically specific. Numbers is what really dictates deals in real estate. Real estate is not driven by, so many people think, well, it's all driven by locations. It's driven how ugly or how pretty it is. You know, it's driven by how big or small. None of that. It's all driven by numbers. But in turn, to expand upon that, Carrie, the numbers are derived by what it is that we're going to do with it. For instance, let's say somebody's buying a house to put a tenant into it. Well, the real numbers that matter there is, what's the cash flow? What's the return on the kind of cash flow you can get on that? The strategies I do are, number one, fix and flip, which is buy, fix, and sell. That's driven by equity, how much equity has in there. For me, we need to have at least 30% equity. But we're able to do thinner margin deals too. Like, for instance, we're able to do deals that have upwards of as little as 20% equity, which, by the way, Carrie, in real estate, that is like super thin. Right. But that, we're not going to fix and flip those. We're going to get rid of those very quickly. We're not going to even touch them. We're going to, what's known as wholesale them or hotel them. And so to answer your question about what makes these things work, it's all numbers driven, but the numbers are many times determined by what we do with them on the back end. If we do decide to hold on to them, we like to do it in a creative way. That's, again, that's going to be not necessarily driven by equity perspective. That's going to be driven more by cash flow perspective. So it all depends on exit strategy. But no matter what exit strategy you utilize, it's all about the numbers.
Okay. So numbers make deals, basically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Numbers solve problems, my former law partner used to say. So you want to see at least a 20% profit, but that means that people are giving away or selling their profit, their properties below market. I mean, what causes a person to do that? Are they divorced from reality? Are they desperate? Or is there undervaluation because of neglect? How do we find these things?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Goldterra Resource Corp. is a gold exploration company that has assembled a highly prospective district-scale land position on the doorstep of the city of Yellowknife in Canada's Northwest Territories. Goldterra is currently focused on expanding and delineating gold resources at the company's Yellowknife City Gold Project with a goal of discovering over 5 million ounces. With ready access to infrastructure and multiple high-grade gold discoveries, Goldterra is on track to re-establishing Yellowknife as one of the premier gold mining districts in Canada. Goldterra trades as YGT in Toronto and YGTFF on the OTC. For more information, go to goldterracorp.com. That's goldterracorp.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Well, by the way, that's how life works. And, you know, if you ever sold a car, let's say you sold it to unless you sold it to an end user, you know, whether you sold it to a dealer or some private individual, chances are you've undersold it because they bought it because guess what? They know what to do with it. And again, that works, you know, if you ever gone to a pawn shop, chances are you've undersold something. But the reality is there's a reason that people do that. It's called motivation. You know, there's a reason people show up at pawn shops and they got to do it quick. They need liquidity. They need money. They have some kind of an asset and they know they're going to trade quickness, easy for undervalued. This is nothing new into real estate. That is how the whole world works. That's how business works. You get something cheaper. And then if you know how to do and how to create value out of it, you sell it at a higher price. What usually causes that are motivating factors. For instance, somebody goes through a divorce and there's a divorce decree that sits in front of them that says, hey, you got to sell your house and you got 60 days to do it. Okay. A boss shows up and says, you're fired. And, you no longer are in a financial position you were. So you might have to sell. COVID hits your household and all of a sudden you start losing your business, or maybe your business is affected by COVID and it has to shut down. Maybe you just run into some financial problems, could be a health issue. So what creates that is called motivation, Carrie. And that is just, it happens as a result of life, really, as it happens as life. Sure. Most people, and I'm sure you've probably been it, maybe you haven't. Most people, as we look back in our lives, realize there's been points in our lives where we needed things done quickly. We needed access to cash potentially. Don't have to be big. Sometimes it's small. The thing about real estate is when usually major events hit, like, look, if you need access to $100, you're not going to sell your house. That's an overkill. But usually when major things happen in people's lives, they lose a business, they lose health, they lose a loved one, you know, they lose a job, you know, they lose income, they lose their 401 in a stock market. So usually when major things happen where you can't just sell a trinket and fix that problem, they usually go to large assets. And let's face it, and you know this as well as I do, Carrie, houses tend to be the largest assets most people own. And right. And so what they're doing by selling to individuals like me is they fix a problem that they have. And really, that's what we do. We provide a solution for people. I'm not an answer to everybody who gets in trouble. I'm not an answer to everybody that needs to sell. I'm not an answer to everyone that's motivated, but I am an answer to thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people across the United States.
All right. You know, there was one real estate guru back in the 70s, a guy named Paul Simon, not the singer. And he used to describe the people that you're saying motivated. He called them don't wanters. And also you could throw into that people that have inherited. I remember one that I saw, I was bidding on a foreclosure. There were 9 heirs that owned this thing and nobody wanted to pay the taxes on it. Nobody wanted to pay the common charges. They just wanted the money from it.
Yeah.
It actually went into foreclosure and they sold it out 15 minutes before title transferred.
Yep.
before the, and then the auction was canceled midstream. I'd never seen that before either.
Happens all the time.
Hey, so how easy is it to find these don't wanters, if you will?
It's not. But I'm gonna throw a little caveat on there. If it's not easy, if you go at it and try to do it yourself, again, like so many other things, you know, how easy is it to, you know, scale a mountain? It's not if you go try to do it yourself. But if you hire a coach and you train and you get yourself in shape and you follow protocols and you do it the right way, it's a lot easier. This is no different. Doing this yourself, I think I tell people real estate is a very, very difficult business. It's a business that has got a huge down. It's not only is it not an easy carry, it's got a big downside, meaning you could get yourself in trouble by doing the wrong things. But having said that, that's the caveat of reality to most people who do it themselves. But I will tell you, after doing this over 3,600 times, meaning over 3,600 deals, you know, I think we've cracked the nut of success on the marketing side, and we know exactly how to do it and what to do and how to identify this motivation in a group of people, how to contact them, what to say, how to lock them up with the right contracts, all the paperwork and all that. So again, it's what we started with. You know, it's these pillars of success, these shortcuts of success. Mm-hmm. Doing it yourself, extremely difficult. I always, you know, I say something to people that they look at me like, well, why would you say that? But if an average person off the street came up to me and saying, hey, should I get in this business? I'd say, man, think twice about it. It is not an easy business. You know, it's like saying, hey, should I just become a professional football player and go across open field and get tackled? Probably not. Not a good idea. Well, that's real estate is an extremely difficult business. And although we provide these shortcuts to success for people that I do deals with, it is still not an easy task. But anything that has such a huge upside should not be easy, because it doesn't work. That equation doesn't work, right?
It can't be easy, or else everyone would be doing it, right?
Everybody would have been done it by now. There wouldn't be any opportunities left for guys like me.
Exactly. So how do we sign up for your coaching? What's involved with that?
To inquire about whether or not you want to be one of my partners. Well, as I mentioned, one of the best ways is just check me out on my social media. They can go to Instagram.com/Peter Vexelman, my name, and they could just watch a lot of information I put out and hit a link in my bio and connect with myself or a teammate. Or they can go to my website, partnerdriven.com, www.partnerdriven.com. So to get to know me, to connect with me directly, go to my Instagram, Instagram.com/Peter Vexelman. They want some general information about the partnership and all that, they can always go to partnerdriven.com.
Partnerdriven.com. The link is in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And all you got to do is click it. If you got a question for Peter, myself, about anything, just shoot us an email, kl@carrylutz.com. And feel free to make comments on the YouTube channel. Peter, definitely talk to you again. I find this concept very intriguing.
Thank you.
To know more about it. And happy and healthy 2023 to you and yours. And let's talk again soon.
Thanks for having me, Carrie. Enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.